and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into the show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And in the studio with me here is Melissa Burnett. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What was that song you played for me this morning?
Oh, yeah, AC/DC, Shoot the Thrill. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Better than that Moby Dick crap you put on. No drum solos at 7 a.m.
You texted me and you were like, no, that's a way to wake up.
Yeah.
First off, Mr. Bruce, you were waking up late, but
I was driving out to North Pole at that time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's good road music.
Yeah, it actually is. It's really good road music.
Fairbanks, what we're going to do is I'm going to read you an article, then Melissa and I are going to talk about it and
I'm pretty sure he's listening, but I want to give a shout out to Representative Prax. I just saw him leaving the school district building through the window. So what's up, Prax? I saw you out there. Hey.
You're a stalker.
I just saw him walking by getting into his PT Cruiser. I was like, hey, there's Mike.
He's got a PT Cruiser.
He does. I like his PT.
So you're telling everyone where he's at and what he drives.
Yes. There you go. Nobody's going to mess with that, man.
I know.
Nobody messes with the Prax.
Oh, boy.
They know better.
This article is authored by David Boyle from the Must Read Alaska publication. And the headline is, Leftists Attempt to Take Over Fairbanks School Board. And I'm just going to read it to you. Give me some time here. If the leftists in Fairbanks win, Fairbanks will be getting a board that welcomes critical race theory, diverse equity inclusion, and the belief that they know better than parents or guardians. The three leftist candidates are Bobby Burgess, Meredith Maple, and Tim Doran. The moderate candidates are April Smith, Maggie Matheson, and Michael Humphrey. And once again, money is flung in into the state from outside interests to affect the election results.
Mm-hmm.
The leftist candidates have outraised the more moderate and conservative candidates by 40,819 to 26,547. Much of the funding for the left-leading candidates comes from the, quote, Putting Alaska First Committee, unquote, which is funded mostly by government union PACs, including the NEA-based Teachers Union, the contact person and treasurer is Joelle Hall, of the Alaska AFL-CIO Labor Union. And it goes, shows a bunch of checks that they've written to people and also their deposits. Anyway, Putting Alaska First Committee sounds like a good organization, right? But most of the funding for the Putting Alaska First Committee comes from outside Alaska organizations. Here's a quote from its website where it even says that, quote, a majority of the contributions come from the outside of the state of Alaska. Quote, paid for by Putting Alaska First Committee 333 Denali Street, Suite 125, Anchorage, Alaska, 99503. I, Kim Hayes, chair, approve this message. Top three contributors are United America PAC of Denver, Colorado, LIUNA Political Fund of Washington, D.C., and NEA Advocacy Fund of Washington, D.C. This notice to voters is required by Alaska law. I certify that the advertisement is not authorized, paid for, or approved by the candidates. A majority of the contributions of Putting Alaska First Committee came from outside the state of Alaska. Why do outside organizations from Denver, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. have such an interest in the Fairbanks School Board? Why are the campaigns of Burgess, Meredith, and Doran funded by these outside interests? It appears that the leftist candidates are running a pretend campaign, hiding their values they really represent. Their campaign pages are plain vanilla. They say very little about their values and beliefs. Do you want your children to be masked in class? K Candidate Burgess would probably push the mask of your children. If you'd seen him at the latest school board meeting, you would have come to that conclusion. It shows him in a purple shirt and a blue mask, living life. April Smith is Burgess's opponent and is opposed to masking students and the closure of schools during the pandemic. All three leftist candidates are now running, criticizing for her stance. Smith has also opposed critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the school district. Most opposition to April Smith has come from the transgender slash gender identity community, which favors hiding students' genders from their parents. Conservative candidates are being attacked for their, quote, focus on cultural wars, unquote, and not academics, when in fact the left has brought the culture wars to the classroom in its attempt to indoctrinate our children. And their attempt to replace their parents with radical leftist ideas have awakened many mama bears. The Fairbanks Education Association, which is a teachers' union associated with the NEA, has endorsed Burgess, Doran, and Maple. That's because the union believes that the focus on schools should be in equity, inclusion, and most of all, increased funding. The ABC seem to be buried somewhere in their agenda. Even the radical environmental organization, the Alaska Center for the Environment, has endorsed these three leftist school board candidates. If that organization endorses you, I'm voting for your opponent. Fairbanks voters, do you want these three teacher union endorsed candidates negotiating union contracts and raising your taxes? Burgess, who's running against April Smith, believes the only way to improve K through 12 education is more funding. He believes the Alaska Reads Act is okay, but there's not enough money to implement it. He quotes the usual flat funding complaint the teachers' union has pushed for the past few years without acknowledging that extra funding is awarded to schools year after year outside the base student allocation. Meredith Maple is running against Maggie Magason. She is married to Kel Gitter, who was a female in 2013. Here's a quote from the article in the Fairbanks Daily News, May 1st, 2013. Kelly Gitter's shoelaces were frozen and her socks were wet after she played the first time in the Springfest rugby tournament on Saturday afternoon at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Having transitioned to a male, Gitter and his wife slash her wife Maple are raising their adopted child. Meredith Maple states that on her website, pre-K programming not only prepares students for kindergarten, but also improves their lives permanently. Apparently, Maple believes that it is the responsibility of teachers to program children in their values, not the parents' values. Michael Humphrey is a conservative candidate running against Tim Doran. Tim Doran is currently on the school board and is a retired teacher principal. Humphrey states on his website that children have the right to be secure in their bathrooms and private spaces, in their sports, and values most imparted to them by their parents without facing new values proposed from propositions of a school authority at school. Humphrey also believes in the teaching of core subjects and the rigorous focus on academics. So it's up to Fairbanks voters. Do you want boys who identify as girls to use the girls' bathrooms? Fairbanks, do you believe the students' pronoun usage and transgenderism should be hidden from parents? Do you believe diversity, equity, inclusion are more important than teaching a child how to read? You have a clear choice. Here are the moderate conservative candidates, Michael Humphrey, April Smith, and Maggie Magason. Here are the leftist candidates, Bobby Burgess, Meredith Maple, and Tim Doran. Remember, elections have consequences. Electing these leftists will dramatically change the education of your children. You need to get out to vote. Vote for your children and grandchildren. They're depending on you. David Boyle is the education writer for the Must Read Alaska. That's a lot of words for me to read.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Good job.
But what I wanted to highlight was two things. Outside interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the left pretending they're not left.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, just like in the show the other day, it's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
Yeah.
It's how dare you receive funds from outside interests, meanwhile they're receiving funds from big time outside interests.
Yeah.
Like, it's going, okay.
Washington, D.C., Colorado, really? And
oh,
it's all based out of Anchorage?
Oh,
really?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
You want us to be like Anchorage?
Well, and you know, it makes me go, you know, it's the other side doesn't have all these PACs and all these things happening and all these people that are pushing all this dark money and whatever you want to call it. And you know, it's just crazy that, again, the hypocrisy of it all is astounding to me.
That's why we're exposing it.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, Fairbanks. I'm Jimmy Cash. I'm running for re-election to the Borough Assembly for the same reason I ran 4 years ago, because this is my home. My family and I recognize the burdens and the blessings that come with living in this heart of community, as well as the impact that the borough government can have on our daily lives, whether it's taking our trash to the transfer site, using wood to heat our homes, or maintenance to local school buildings and education funding. That's why I'm asking for your vote on October 3rd.
This message paid for by Cash for Assembly, 1224 9th Avenue, Fairbanks, 99701.
Attend Find Out Free Pregnancy Center's Fall Banquet Fundraiser. The theme is The Truth and the Light. You'll be supporting their life-changing mission, assisting and empowering women, men, and families on their journey from pregnancy to parenting. Plan to attend Find Out Free Pregnancy Center's Fall Banquet Friday, October 6th in the Westmark Gold Room. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are limited. Learn about registration and how to sponsor a table at findoutfree.com. That's findout.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
KFAR weather.
High of 45 today under overcast skies. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High of 46. Temps below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 40s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. We're enjoying a cloudy Friday afternoon and stalking Mike Prox, State House member. What type of car does he have?
He has a PT Cruiser.
What color is it?
It's like a grayish, bluish color. I always laugh when I see it.
Metal color.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. It's I just saw him out there. I was like, oh, hey, Prax.
That's funny.
I would have thrown a rock if I could. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, all good things must come to an end, and we're in, what, the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm ready for this election season to be over.
Actually, about the last 10 days.
Yeah, yeah. We got another week. Ish and a half.
Two weekends.
Yep. There we go.
2 weekends and a Monday and a wake up.
Yep. So, and then we'll have some answers possibly.
Yeah.
I looking forward to it. Don't forget to get out there and vote. That's it's very important. You know, our numbers for voting are absolutely disgusting. I appreciate
18
those.
18 to 22%.
Yeah. Like Fairbanks, where are you? Fairbanks North Star Borough, where are you? Like, get out there. I understand that people think that, you know, whatever, voting doesn't matter and whatnot, but you know what? It does, especially in these local elections.
Yeah.
Like everything matters in these local elections. Just yesterday, I was doing Shooter's Corner with Laura Berkowitz, and a guy called in, you know, was talking about things about property rights and people hunting on his property. He owns like 100 acres somewhere up near the Haystack area, right? And he caught somebody camping and hunting out there. And he's like, that's my private property. And it's, you know, you want somebody who's going to listen to you. You want people who are going to, you know, stand up for your private property rights. I mean, it's important to listen to these local elections. You know, Tammy Wilson, she's going to do that. You know, Jimmy Cash, he's going to do that. Aaron Gibson, he's going to do that.
Yeah. And the thing is that we're doing is we're giving potential voters education.
Yes.
Yep. This is, whether you're left, right, center, doesn't matter.
Stop reading the crap in the paper.
Yeah.
Stop it. Don't listen to it.
Don't listen to the to their talking points that have been massaged.
Right, exactly.
You have one group, and I classified from day one, straight out of Esther.
Yes.
Straight out of
Esther.
Well,
and they keep using this culture war. The other side is going to increase these culture wars. No, you are.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you keep reciting those words, you are trying to put the fact that there is a culture war out there. You know,
We all get along pretty well.
Yeah. Like, seriously, we all do get along pretty well. And, like, the school board has done a really good job over the last year, and we've gotten along and we've gotten some work done. And it's like, everybody's hanging on to stuff that has happened a few years ago or things that were said years ago. And it's like, okay, let's look at the issues. Let's look at what is the need of Fairbanks right now? What is the need in our schools? What is the need in our borough? What's the need in our city? And who's going to better represent that? Who is going to continue on their work they're already doing?
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Marnie and John Ringstad, April Smith and Maggie Matheson, Tammy Wilson and Jimmy Cash. Like, these are, you know, we're making progresses here, and the other side just wants to slight all that. Just want to say, no, there's no progress. This is all a mess, and this is all bad, and there's culture wars. No. We're trying to focus on the things that matter, which is making sure we're putting a good product out there for Fairbanks with our children, meaning that we are putting out there kids who can read and actually count change back, which is a big problem right now. Kids can't count change, you know? And then, like, it's insane.
They can use their parents' debit card.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's astounding to me, the whole, oh, they're going to focus on culture wars. No, we're going to focus on making sure our kids can do what they can do. The borough's going to focus on what the public wants, what the community wants with their borough. We're not worrying about all this nonsense that you guys keep trying to put up.
Very true.
You know, that's what it is.
It's a smoke screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely a smoke screen. And, you know, I don't like candidates who hide who they are.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And then they're not saying who's paying for their hidden message.
Right. Why are you hiding who you truly are, so that once you're on that board, then you can let your real...
True colors. You're unleashed.
Right. And it's like, no, let the voters know what they're getting themselves into, so that we're not taken by surprise when you do sit that seat or whatnot, and then all of a sudden everything you ran on isn't true. Like, and that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
That's exactly where we're headed. And if people are listening to the LTEs and all the slander and all the hate that's going on out there, do your research. Do your research into the candidates that have actually got a proven track record of doing things,
mm-hmm.
doing the right things.
Yeah. You work with them.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, everybody wants to bash on Jimmy and Tammy and them about the whole education thing. No, I was there.
Yeah, I was there. They gave you the lifeline back.
Yeah. Oh, and that was
after,
hard.
After Tim Duran and Brandy.
And here's the other thing, right? So April, Maggie, and I all get knocked for not going to the borough and asking them to fund to the cap. Do you know what the situation is with the borough? Like, they're like, seriously, they don't have the money to fund the education to the cap. You can go and ask them all you want. First off, that makes you a bad neighbor to ask for all the money. Like, that's like asking for a bag of sugar instead of a cup. I've said that before, and that's exactly what that is. You don't go to your neighbor and say, hey, I need your bag of sugar.
I want the wardrobe. I just don't want clothes.
Yeah, exactly. You don't do that, you know, especially when you know that our borough is in the situation it is in as well, funding-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They were relying on the legislature, too.
And 85% of their funding comes from real estate taxes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're all trying to be a partnership in a community, and we're all trying to work together here. So when you got board members who go in there and then start berating and yelling at the assembly,
who funds you.
Yeah. And then the assembly goes, look, we'll give you enough to make it by. And then if the governor does something, we'll come back and we'll discuss this and we'll give you more. Sure. But you know how hard it was to convince the assembly to give us more just because we had Tim and Brandy, who didn't go and politely ask.
They berated.
100%. You know, I went in there and I testified and I said, hey, look, I know you guys are in a very precarious situation as well. And I would just like it if you guys would, you know, think of us as you're doing your budget situation. You know, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your considerations. You know, you don't have to necessarily kiss their butts, but you got to be kind. You can't go berate them. You think you're going to get far berating Tammy Wilson? That ain't going to happen.
You don't antagonize the people who fund you.
Absolutely not. You know, and they will fund.
Yeah.
They will fund education. Tammy, Jimmy, Aaron Gibson, they will fund education. As long as we don't go in there acting fools.
And spending it unwisely.
And spending it unwisely. Abso-stinking-lutely.
Yeah. They want to see your plan. They want to know what you're doing, how you're doing it. Explain it to them in detail.
And
they'll be good about it.
Yeah. And truly, as anybody should, if you're asking for money, okay, well, then I want an account of what you're doing with it. How are you going to spend this?
Are there any debates left?
Yes, League of Women Voters tonight.
Ah, should be fun.
Yeah, I think that happens at 7 right there at the Borough Chambers.
Yeah, I remember mine there.
Yeah, I do too. You walked in and you're like, so since everybody here knows me.
No, I said, I know you, you know me.
There we go.
Therefore, I'm not going to go into a long dissertation. I'm going to thank the League of Women Voters. You know, my opponent went into the long dissertation. I had to listen to 6 different times.
Yeah,
right. Four terms on the borough, 3 terms on the city, yada, yada, yada. And I was in there, hey, this is my 6th discussion.
Yeah.
I see all the same people.
You know, I think that this one is one of the more important ones, too.
Good.
So it'll be interesting. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go watch and, you know, support my candidates as well as, you know, listen to all the other ones because that's what you do. There's also the, oh, I just got a text. Hold on. There's another one going on. Explore Fairbanks Forum today as well at noon at Wedgwood Resort. So if anybody wants to check that out, they can also go see that one. That one is going to contain the borough candidates and stuff as well. So thank you for the heads up on that one. I forgot that one existed. So yeah, tonight, today at noon, Explore Fairbanks Forum. And then tonight is League of Women.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a full weekend. And then tomorrow, if you're out in North Pole, over at Hotel North Pole, there's also going to be one 3 to 6, I think it is. And that's all the borough candidates, school board candidates for the conservatives. So that'll be tomorrow night. So lots going on this weekend. And it gives everybody a chance to watch everything, look at everything, and, you know, make their decisions. And then early voting goes on through next Thursday, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they close up for a couple days, and then October 3rd is the day. Mm. So
it all comes to an end.
Yeah. It all comes to an end, and I'm just ready. I'm ready for some answers. I want to know who's going to sit those seats and get back to work. That's all it says. Who are we going to be working with, and, well, you know, how, what is this going to look like? And that's where I'm at. So I got big things to do coming up with the school board. So I would like a borough that I know will work with me. And I know that the current borough who's sitting there, and I know adding Aaron Gibson to that, they'll work with me. We've got a good thing.
Yeah, Aaron's a very fine person. I served with him for a year or two on city council. And he studies all the issues.
Yeah. He does.
He
puts good thought into it, too.
Yeah.
Real good thought.
Yeah, you know, he's not left. He's not right. He's not in a corner or in a camp.
Nope.
He's pretty independent. That's what you want.
Yep.
You know, you want the other side. They're they all came out together in a camp.
Yeah.
They're in the Esther camp.
Well, the running on pet rights. Like I love animals. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I've got 3 dogs. I love my dogs. I love
your
my animals.
Your corgis are well spoiled.
Yeah, my corgis are so well spoiled. But like, that's your main platform. Okay.
I know.
Okay, got you.
So. Phil Collins. Did you put on Phil Collins?
No, it's probably Glenn. We have a rotation as well.
Man.
So, like, sometimes it's just really random, and we don't change them out all that often. So, you end up getting, like, out of every 20 songs, you'll end up back at the beginning. I know. You're not happy. I see the look on your face. You're good. You got some AC/DC this morning, so you can suck it up, Buttercup.
But this is my show.
I don't like in the air tonight.
Yeah, you know, that was your show this morning, you know, on the river.
You
this
don't is... air drum, Prues. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Oh, those are big words, you know. Right out of Esther. I don't need that type of negativity.
Esther. Ooh, fighting
no
words.
Diversity for you. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're going to have some Phil Collins Susudio, some Fox News, state news commercials, and we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Until 12 Eastern noontime today to get a deal done, but it didn't happen. So it looks like the United Auto Workers are going on strike at 38 GM and Stellantis locations. Union President Sean Fain says the strikes are positively impacting negotiations.
There has been some movement, and particularly this last week, we've made some real progress at Ford. We're not there yet.
The union wants more pay, shorter work weeks, job security. Executives for the automakers say the union's demands are going to make them less competitive. House Republicans trying to figure out 12 appropriations bills to fund the government through next year. Republican Congressman Lance Gooden says lawmakers will do what they can to keep the government open. Here he is on the Fox News channel.
We're going to start passing appropriations bills this week. I suspect the Senate will send over a continuing resolution. The Senate wants to just continue the spending and the appropriations.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports that eligible Alaskans will receive a $1,312 permanent fund dividend, the Alaska Department of Revenue announced Thursday. According to the DOR, the amount was calculated by utilizing the amount available for distribution from the permanent fund earnings account and dividing it by the number of eligible applicants. The Alaska legislature allocated $881.5 million for dividends to more than 600,000 eligible residents. Revenue Commissioner Adam Crum noted in a DOR news release that 8,000 more applications were processed than the previous year. The 2023 PFD will inject nearly $1 billion into the state's economy and directly into the hands of Alaskans, Crum said. The dividend amount was set following a lengthy debate during the 2023 legislative session. Governor Mike Dunleavy advocated for a full constitutional amount set at over $3,000, while the Alaska House majority called for a $2,700 dividend. Up to an additional $500 could be distributed if the state's oil prices come in above market predictions.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, my name is Michael Humphrey, and I'm running for school board. I'm a husband, father of six, and United States Marine. I'm not happy with the direction the district is headed. The focus on core subjects is gone, and test scores prove student achievement is lagging. I will stop the intrusion of radical social theories, promote more parental involvement in schools, and develop a budget that supports core subjects and smaller class sizes. Do your part to protect students. Vote for me, Michael Humphrey, on October 3rd.
Paid for by Humphrey for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99711.
We choose to live in Alaska. Yeah, it gets cold, but that's just part of it. The ice and snow, the price of fuel, we can't control them. So we prepare. We reduce our net cost with a new Blaze King wood stove and a shed full of dry firewood. With a smaller carbon footprint than oil or natural gas, it's better for the environment. Check out the Blaze King wood stoves at the Woodway. Be prepared. Whatever comes, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen studio here, and I got Jennifer on the phone. How you doing, Jennifer?
Fantastic. How are you this Friday?
I'm doing good. It's sort of ugly weather out there, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I drove up the highway from Palmer Wasilla yesterday, and they've got it a lot worse. It was nice to crest over the range there and have our beautiful fall colors, and it wasn't raining sideways, so I'll take it.
You want to discuss the governor's executive proclamation.
Yes. As you know, tomorrow is National Hunting and Fishing Day, and thank you to Governor Dunleavy, who released a proclamation once again. He has every year of his term. We've been celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day since 1972, and the purpose behind this is to remind the general public that it's Alaska's, it's all of the nation's hunters and anglers and shooters that are funding our conservation. We've got a National Day page. You can go to nhfday.org. There's also information on the Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska's page, where I'm the president there. But a lot of people don't realize that it is the sportsmen and women out there and our shooters, whether they hunt or not, who have adopted a voluntary excise on the equipment that allows us to harvest and even just shoot at targets. A lot of our shooters in some of the shooting clubs that don't harvest are contributing to the federal excise tax that gets spent only on conservation and access. And right here in Alaska, we enjoy that. Those dollars are helping study all of the critters that we depend on, deciding how many fish we can catch, whether we can have a moose that year, depending on what the population's doing, and preserving access to trailheads. So folks who don't hunt and fish are benefiting from that. And you know, sportsmen and women have raised over $57 billion since the adoption of those acts, and that calculates to $100,000 every 30 minutes just by paying their hunt, fish, trap license, and the equipment that it takes for us to go do those things.
You know, that's when you're a hunter and a fisherman, you're buying into your system, your sport. You're funding the preservation and the continuation of it.
We hear often, you know, you need to add a non-game user to this board or that board. Well, they can enjoy those resources, but they also aren't paying for them. So studying the ecosystem and the habitat on which what you want to just define as prey populations, you know, only a small percentage of those caribou, moose, bear, fish, anything else that we're harvesting is actually going to consumption, but it's being funded on the backs of the sportsmen and women who are consumptive users, and they did that voluntarily. The Pittman-Robertson Act adopted in 1937 and the Dingell-Johnson for the fisheries, Pittman-Robertson for hunting. It was the outdoors group who practiced consumptive uses that said, we want to be part of this, we want to ensure there's a future, and that's what became the North American model of wildlife conservation. It's a user pay system. So folks who are just picking berries, I do it also. Love you guys too, but you guys are benefiting from the tax that anglers, hunters, and shooters have placed upon themselves.
I'm going to read one of the whereases that the governor wrote. Whereas the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is funded primarily by hunters and anglers through the American System of Conservation Funding, which is a, quote, user pays public benefits, unquote, structure, meaning those who consumptively use the resource pay for its conservation, an approach that is widely recognized as the most successful model of fish and game wildlife management on the planet. Well put, Governor, well put.
Exactly. Each time you buy that hunt, fish, trap license, even if you think you not make it, won't make it out, buy it every January 1st. You're funding conservation when you do that.
Yeah. Did you get out besides berry picking at all this year? Fishing or hunting?
I did. Of course I did.
I know. So what do you do?
I have nothing in the freezer yet to speak of.
Our friend Al says that this weather is perfect for moose hunting.
Yeah. It is. I prefer, you know, being up high and dry and sheep hunting. This is when you're going to get a moose. And you know, I know moose hunting means rain.
Did you go sheep hunting this year?
I did not this year. You know, the populations are down, and I don't really want to get into all of it on the air, but I had a actual heat stroke event this
year. Oh, boy.
That took a little bit of a toll and got me a slow start on my hunting this year.
Yeah, I went sheep hunting, and even though the counts are down, just wanted to get out there and see if I could see something. Saw a few rams, but nothing legal, but enjoyed it. I was out there, and what I always enjoy is the silence of nature with just hearing the streams. That's all you hear, and it's hard to describe. It's a crisp silence.
Sheep hunting is my favorite. That is my favorite, just the quiet. And you really are, you know, a lot of moose hunters get cell range in camp, but not when you're on a sheep hunt. I just posted a little self-made meme yesterday that I created 3 years ago after a rigorous and unsuccessful hunt. I've got a small group of I've got a big group of small rams up in a saddle way up high that it took us all day to get to, and it was the third group we had worked a whole day to get up to, and I've got a picture of them, and it says, when your whole group is sublegal, you can just laugh at the humans trying to climb the mountain.
There you go. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Oh, we lost that person. Darn. Huh. Oh, well. you know.
Kick them out because of their caller ID, did you, Dave?
We don't. I wish we do not have that. Nor do we have a 3-second delay in case anyone says a 4-letter naughty word.
Oh, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah, we don't have that. And you know, whatever is said here is live here, and that's how we do it. So maybe the person will call back. What the heck? So, boy, you had a heat stroke. Sorry to hear that. Goodness, man.
So do you get your hunt, fish, trap license every January 1st?
No, I'm one of those who has one for life.
Oh, well. My
age, yes. Me and Craig Compo.
So do you put in for your draw tags? And another way to use private dollars to help fund conservation is the governor's big game tags. Those have been in statute. Doesn't matter who the governor is. They get to distribute those tags to the sportsmen's groups who apply for them, who give the money back to the department for funding conservation and access.
Yeah.
So you can go to just Google AlaskaSuper7.com, and you will find your second chance after draw permits to contribute to conservation and possibly win the hunt of a lifetime. We've got a fognak elk, we've got brown bear, we've got sheep, and on two of those tags we have guide services donated, so it's really a big win. You know, even if you're an Alaskan, utilize that guide service, make things a little bit easier, increase your chance of success. We've got a bison tag on there, muskox. So AlaskaSuper7.com, you can find all of the raffle tickets there that are distributed to the hunters organizations. We go and advertise that, and then we give the money back to the department. So we're funding the biology, the habitat, the conservation, the access.
The research, everything.
Resources.
Yeah. And, you know, you stick up for Alaskan rights. Yes, you do. Yeah.
We'll have you invited Safari Club International Secretary to come in a week or two and talk about the advocacy portion of these things. Today we're talking about National Hunting and Fishing Day and why it's important to promote the North American model of wildlife conservation, where hunters and anglers and shooters pay for our conservation and access. Safari Club International and the Michigan Bow Hunters have a lawsuit to try and keep the archery in the schools, hunter safety ed in the schools, and we've got a congressman who has sponsored legislation to make sure that this administration can't again, and no future administration would be able to tamper with that. So it's important for our school districts to understand what strings might be placed on the funding they're receiving. We, of course, want to keep the national archery in the schools, and many of our Fairbanksons have gone to Olympics or ridden college scholarships for their shooting sports. We don't want to take that away from them.
True. And, you know, again, thank you, Governor Dunleavy, for the very nice proclamation. And it's an annual event. You know, so many people in this community live for August 10th through the end of September for the hunting season, be it upland bird, grouse, caribou, moose, sheep, bear, duck, mallards, geese, cranes. Fall is our hunting season. And it's so nice. It's so wonderful. Do you get out duck hunting at all?
I don't do ducks. That is funny. I got myself a little wire-haired pointing griff, and he's learning to grouse hunt, so that is our big thing.
Good.
He has a rescue from Bethel. He was a little bit wild, a year old, had never been trained, and he did his first retrieves last year. We've been working with his wings and his tail that we saved from last year and hiding them around the yard, so he's working on his point, and we'll take him out soon for some upland game, but I don't do the waterfowl.
You know, it's interesting. Every month I have the Launderhouse gang in here, and you've been in here with them, and I always, in the last 5 minutes of asking, okay, it's like September, where would you go hunting or fishing? What's your recommendation? And my recommendation this month was for people to go grouse hunting, you know, in the morning and the evening, get on a, you know, little gravel roads, because they're putting the gravel in their mouths to break down berries and stuff, and get a few grouse, and, you know, get nice 410 or 20 gauge, and you're good to go. So I'm glad you got a dog that's going that direction.
And that's a great recommendation, David, because it's, you know, we're celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day. This is an easy way to introduce someone who's wanted to learn to hunt. I've had ladies before say, I want you to take me on a moose hunt. And they've said, I will, but let's go on a grouse hunt first. Let's do something that's a day trip. Let's do something easy.
Yeah.
Take a kid out for a grouse hunt. Build that next generation of hunters and anglers who are going to buy licenses and fund our conservation so that we have, you know, the Ruffed Grouse Society and some others contributed to repopulating our area's ruffed grouse population. We have spruce grouse, ruffed grouse, and sharptail up here. And go ahead and take advantage of that this weekend. Take a new person on an easy intro hunt and go grouse hunting.
Exactly. Why don't we take a look at, let's say, October 6th, Friday, with the Secretary of the SCI, if he's available.
Invite him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you for, first of all, thank you for calling in and talking about National Hunting Day in Alaska here, hunting and fishing, and the proclamation by the governor. And thank you for making, thank you for making the Safari Club International Secretary available. We have a great discussion with him. My goodness.
And you know what else? We have a new Fairbanks resident we might want to have on your show who is the International Safari Club organizer of all of the membership. And so he just moved to Fairbanks, loves the area. His wife Lily just got her first goat. And let's have a chat with him. He lives right here in Fairbanks. We can get him on sometime talking about why membership in groups like Safari Club International matter and what they are doing for our outdoor access. You know, SCI mostly bankrolled the John Sturgeon case.
Yes.
The Supreme Court decided 9-0 twice, and it's their litigation attorneys that are behind suing the Biden administration right now on trying to curtail those monies to school districts if they have any programs like National Archery in the schools and shooting sports and hunter safety ed. So let's get him on to possibly talk about membership in outdoor organizations and why they matter.
True. You got it. I got to go. Got to take a commercial break. You have a great day, Jennifer, and I'll be in touch with you, and we'll confirm the 6th of October and a few other people to get on here, okay?
Thank you.
You have a great day. And Fairbanks, you are going to listen to a few commercials and commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center prides itself in having the best qualified professional and licensed audiologists in the state. They're proud to announce the addition of Dr. Alexandria Jackson to their team. Dr. Jackson hails from Texas and is passionate about helping patients with hearing and balance dysfunction challenges, and she specializes in diagnosis of both adult and pediatric patients. She joins the experts and medical professionals at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center, where they can help you with your hearing loss. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 45 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows level off around 31. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Dry with temperatures below average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 40s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Melissa. And we were talking about radio voices.
Yeah.
And
I get told I have one all the time. You do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever get told you have a face for radio?
That was the first thing my brother Dana told me when I told him I was going to be doing radio. He goes, you have the perfect face for radio.
You have the perfect face for radio, Dave.
Hey, I concur with that. My goodness.
Hilarious.
Elections on Tuesday, what, October 3rd?
Yeah. Yep, they're coming. Week and a half away. It's coming. And I know that people are getting anxious, too. See all the hate flyers coming out. And you know, that's, like, honestly, truly, I'm going to put it to the public right now. If you actually look at those flyers and you keep them and you use them to vote, you should call in. That's what you should do. And tell us that you do that. Because otherwise, I think that's trash fodder. Like, all of those, that's, why are you spending so much money on trash mail?
I did three. And I did not send them in the mail. I had them put on everyone's doorknobs.
Yeah, you do that knocking. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You actually have the chance to meet them.
Say hello.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I can see that. That, absolutely. But, like, it's, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why we do the flyers and why people do the mailers, I guess is what I should call them.
Yeah, the mailers.
Yeah. And
I didn't do a single mailer.
Yeah, neither did I.
I did door hangers.
Yep. Well, there's a pretty
big difference.
There's like, and you only ever see, like, the nasty ones, right?
Yeah.
The mean ones.
You tell me about one you got today.
I'm very disappointed in this one. It came from Nick Legionis attacking Jimmy Cash. And, like,
really?
First off, everything on that flyer is completely thrown out of distortion, right? Like,
yeah.
First off, let's upload these meetings where these comments came from, and let's actually hear what he said.
Let's
actually hear the comment, like, straight from the horse's mouth, so to say, right?
Yeah. And how it was used.
Yeah, exactly. But the context behind a comment can really, really, it really matters. And, you know, they just throw blanket things out there and attack somebody. And it's like, you know, this man has children that are of reading age and may see that.
Yeah.
And, like, it just irritates me all the high hell. You know, I don't know.
You know, when I ran last year, I just made a pack to myself. Be positive.
Be positive.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Be David Pruse.
Yeah. And I got to give kudos out there to the candidates, man, on you know, the right side. They are. They're running their campaigns.
Yeah.
They're trying their damnedest to run their campaigns and just do their thing. You know, and man, it's not easy because you got stuff flying in from the left everywhere. And it's everywhere. And they're so invested in dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt
and hurt.
Dirt and hurt, and Fairbanks doesn't want that.
Yeah,
and
they don't.
No, and it's time that the polls reflect that.
Yeah,
it's time people get out there and actually vote, and put a stop to the bullying, because this is what's going on. It's political bullying, and it shouldn't be that way. And maybe Melissa, she's too nice, you know, whatever. No, this is gross. Even the national politics get way too nasty. Like, why are we cutting down people so hard?
Yeah.
You know, why are we, like, is it really worth all that? Really trashing somebody and getting them to the point where, like, I mean, we talk so much about mental health these days, right? So why are we targeting people's mental health? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
You know, it's and that's what it is. It's psychological warfare out there during politics. And my hat goes out to anybody who decides to throw their hat in the ring.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard job. It's a hard thing to do. So, great job, candidates. Keep doing it. Don't let the distractions dismay you. That's all it is. They're trying to entice you to do something, and don't fall for it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Run your campaign.
Yeah.
Stay positive.
You've got two weekends and a wake-up.
Yep, two weekends and a wake-up.
Two weekends, Monday and a wake-up.
Yep, and you got support. You have tons of people out there backing you.
Yeah.
And people, you need to get out there and vote October 3rd.
And again, you know, see where the funding comes from.
Yep.
And see if they're actually being accurate.
Yeah.
On what they're portraying themselves as. Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. It's always interesting how so you always have some extremists trying to be moderate.
Yeah.
Or to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not.
No. No, they're not. And it's really funny. You know, that was the biggest thing I faced during my campaign, right, when I ran last year. It's people wanted to say, it's like, hey, look, I'm not hiding who I am. What you see is what you get, baby.
Yeah.
This is me.
And guess what? You've fulfilled that.
Yeah,
In a good way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, in a very good way.
Yeah. You know, what you see is what you get. I have never hidden who I was.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Mm-hmm.
And our candidates are doing, are following along that path either. Nobody's hiding who they are. You know, they're sticking true to their...
We're not getting funding out of Washington, D.C. or Colorado.
Right, exactly.
Why not? Why not?
Why not? Because we're not
they got to, you know, branch out.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just, you know, it's time for people to stand up, and it's time for people to get out there and do something about it. Otherwise, it's only going to continue.
Yeah, it's, you know, when they all came out and they had their first fundraiser notification at Esther Park, I just like to go,
really?
You know, I said, you guys just qualified yourself and quantified
straight
yourself.
Straight out of Esther.
You're straight out of Esther. Yep. That's what you are. If if that's where you're coming from, that's the first thing.
Yep.
You know, some people might have, you know, they could have gone straight out of Salcha, but they didn't do that.
No. And what's funny is everybody who's running is literally straight out of this town.
Yeah.
Like, it's not straight out of Esther. It's not straight out of Salcha. It's not straight out of Two Rivers. We're all from Fairbanks. Like, you know, a couple of North Pole, but we're all Fairbanks. And we're all trying to do what's right and best. And, you know, it just sucks that so much wants to get clouded by, oh, cult wars. No, it's not. We're focusing on the problems.
It only matters to people on, you know, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
As long as you win, you're justified.
Yep.
And if you don't win, well, you're gone.
Yep, exactly. So get to the polls.
Yeah. So what do you got planned for the weekend?
Lots of hockey. Starts tonight, actually. We got Valley Thunder and the Blue Devils coming up from Anchorage. So Anchorage and the Valley, yeah. And tonight we play at 7:45, and then tomorrow we play at 9:45 and 2:30. And then we play again on Sunday. So it's going to be a jam-packed weekend of hockey for my boy. I'm excited for him. He's a stud, man. He's just out there killing it.
He's big. He's like
I know.
How is that food, Bill?
You know what's funny is...
Yeah, I remember when you were five, you little jerk. You know, a quarter for an ice cream was all it took.
You know what's funny is...
now it's a quarter moose.
Seriously. The kid has hit a growth spurt over the summer, and he's like... I want to say he's close to 6 foot tall. He's getting there. And, like, I didn't notice how big he was getting until, like, I've had several hockey parents come walking up to me, and they're like, holy crap, what did you feed him over the summer? He's just, you know, there's no difference between him and all the other goalies out there. So he's a big guy. Scary when he's in that net.
Oh, man.
Kids look at him going, man, I got to get past that. Both of our goalies on the team. That's exactly the reiteration that comes from players. Like, we got to get past them. Yeah, they're both big boys.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Good luck to you. Yeah.
And you don't want to have a fight with the goalies involved.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. And the team, like, oh, man, our team will protect our goalies. So it's, 16-year-olds, they're fun.
How's your daughter doing?
She's doing great. She's also doing hockey this weekend, too.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we even got her playing
you
now.
You know, you're hockey mom times two?
Times two. And she's playing with the boys this year because she's too mean. The girls say she's too mean out there on
reminds
the ice.
Reminds me of her mom.
I told her that. I said, sorry, honey, you're like your mom. You're a bruiser.
You got your mom's gene pool.
Yep.
You like to knock people down.
She does, absolutely. And the girls...
After all, what other sport gives you a club and lets you knock the people down?
Put you on blades.
And when you get in a fight, it is not an assault.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Where else can you do that but hockey?
Yes, nowhere. That's where you take your aggressions.
It's been a fun show. It's been a fun week.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday.